Ruth will now introduce some of the responses to these stories.
Our first letter today supports the campaign to keep the Rouen Road Walk-in Centre open. Julie Mann of Grange Road in Flixton writes, "The NHS Walk-in Centre Rouen Road, Norwich is a vital and valuable resource for the city and surrounding areas. Please keep it open as normal. My family have needed to use the walk-in centre a few times because it's very hard to get an appointment with our own GP, not at all on a weekend. The doctors and staff at the walk-in centre are marvellous and quickly sort things out. Sometimes a medical problem that needs dealing with that day and isn't bad enough for A&E. Where will people go who aren't registered with a doctor for whatever reason? All that will happen, if it is closed to walk-in patients, is more people end up in A&E. And surely we're trying to reduce the numbers there."
The threats to Norwich shops after the closure of Frank's Bar attracted many comments. Rita Gallard wondered if we have too many places to eat and drink. "It's always sad when a business like Frank's closes, but it could be that Norwich has reached the point where we need fewer places to eat and drink and more shops that sell stuff people actually need." Old Gratz says we need to get more people into the city. "We need to get people into the city. I wonder how we could do that. The councillors could do well to read the comments in this paper for a start." Chris 01603 agrees and makes a suggestion. "Open all the closed roads and make parking free, and people will flood back into the city." Augustus Pablo thinks the loss of Frank's is a real shame. "It's a shame for Frank's, lovely little place that, and one of the early businesses that contributed to the Norwich Lane's vibe. I must admit the York has been through many changes of landlord over the last 10 years, and I guess if it's a pubco-owned one still, it could just be that they've done what they do to another person who's genuinely tried to give it a go." Grumpy from Norfolk agrees with Chris that the cost of parking is the main issue. "People don't travel into Norwich as much as they used to for many reasons. The main reason for us not going anymore is getting into the city centre car parks near where we used to shop and eat. I and Mrs. GN would spend thousands of pounds every year in the shops, eateries and pubs. But the smaller, more welcoming towns in Norfolk and North Suffolk benefit now." Now, Ruth will introduce our second set of news stories.